We're going to go over to the UK now because one of the most breathtaking views in southern England is glimpsed from a main road. From the A303, you can catch sight of the megalithic structure of Stonehenge on Salisbury Plain. But that road is notoriously traffic clogged, and plans to upgrade it by tunnelling under the UNESCO World Heritage Site have been decades in the making. The High Court rejected the latest legal challenge, which paves the way for the tunnel. However, it does continue to face strong opposition, as likely costs have surged as high as £2.5 billion, that's over $5.3 billion, New Zealand dollars. John Adams chairs the Stonehenge Alliance, a group dedicated to fighting the project, and he's with us now. Kia ora, good morning. Thanks for being with us on RNZ.
Good morning, Susie, and hello, New Zealand.
Give us a sense of your reaction to this High Court decision, because this is something that has gone back and forward over the decades about what to do with the A303, and it looks like the tunnel's now set to go ahead.
Well, it's not quite set to go ahead yet, Susie, because we still have an application before the appeal court to review the decision that you've just described in the High Court. So until that's decided, the scheme will not go ahead. But if I was to tell your listeners this morning that the New Zealand government was going to build a dual carriageway, flyover and tunnel across one of your UNESCO World Heritage Sites, say the Tongariro National Park, people just wouldn't believe it. They'd think it was a joke, but that's exactly what the UK government is proposing to build within the Stonehenge World Heritage Site. And the problem with the tunnel is that it's not going under the whole of the World Heritage Site. It's only 3.3 kilometres long, and the site is 4.5 kilometres wide. So within the World Heritage Site, there will be deep, long cuttings gouged into the landscape at either end of the tunnel. At the western end, the cutting will be as wide as a football field and as deep as a two-story house, and it will destroy the remains of important archaeology and destroy around 17 acres of the site. So the World Heritage Sites are globally significant. Listeners should think of, say, the Great Wall of China or the Egyptian pyramids. These sites have relevance for future generations. They are unique places with special significance, and they're legally protected, in fact, by an international treaty which has been ratified by the UK government. UNESCO has condemned the plan for this road scheme, and they've said that unless the tunnel is extended, they may place Stonehenge on their site in danger list, which is the first step to removing its World Heritage designation. And only three UNESCO properties, only three across the whole of the world, have ever lost their World Heritage site. And I have to tell you, sadly, that the last one to lose its World Heritage site listing was Liverpool here in the UK, the Maritime Mercantile City in 2021. So we say it would be an international embarrassment and dishonour if the UK were to lose a second World Heritage site under this government. Heritage is, of course, our shared legacy from the past that we live with today and pass on to future generations. So it's our responsibility, we feel, to look after it.
Does this not present, though, potentially quite an interesting opportunity to have a major archaeological investigation? Because if there's going to be a tunnel made, if indeed that goes ahead, does not present that opportunity? If it's going to be dug up anyway, then you can get in there and find out what's actually under that.
Well, you would think so, Susie, and it's a good point. But the fact is that National Highways, the agency that are overseeing this construction project, are not going to do it to the right international standards. They're going to do a very superficial archaeological sweep. And there'll be an enormous loss of archaeological evidence, which will lessen our understanding of this unique landscape and what it meant to ancient people, I guess. There's a leading scholar, Professor Mike Parker Pearson, who recently curated, in fact, the Stonehenge exhibition at Auckland Museum. And he says that over 500,000 worked flints, as well as likely prehistoric artifacts will be bulldozed without record or recovery, and that in the eyes of the world, the UK is not properly looking after our bit of the planet's world heritage. I mean, he suggests that we need to think in 50, 100 or 1,000 years hence when doing anything in the world heritage site.
Indeed, but I suppose, you know, what is the alternative if the road situation has to be dealt with? And I mean, I remember the traffic from you know, a decade and a half ago in the UK being bad in that neck of the woods. So if it has to be dealt with, what else would you propose?
Well, there are several alternatives, and some of them have been looked at. Many of them are considerably, well, all of them, in fact, are considerably cheaper than the proposed scheme. But the government has refused to consider these in any detail. I mean, we would prefer to leave things as they are and perhaps implement some modest, less intrusive traffic management rather than do the wrong thing. All over the UK, we have too much traffic, as you probably well know. And the problem is only getting worse. It's completely unsustainable. So building bigger roads is not the answer, because research clearly shows that new and bigger roads leads to traffic growth. I mean, politicians need to think longer term about traffic in the context of the climate emergency, and especially when a World Heritage site is at stake. This tunnel is a really bad deal for UK taxpayers. The cost is likely to be, and I think you said at the top of the show, £2.5 billion. It's likely to be £3 billion for 12 kilometres of road. That's a staggering £250 million per kilometre, or around $530,000 New Zealand dollars per metre. It will be one of the most expensive roads in the world. And whichever way you look at this, it just doesn't make sense. The expert planning examiners who reviewed the plan in detail recommended against it because it would cause, in their words, irreversible and permanent harm. Yet the UK government, which, as you'll know, may only itself have a few months left in office, ignored their advice and are trying to push it through. Sadly, this road has always been a vanity project for political gain.
Is it something that is likely to destabilise the stones themselves?
No, the tunnel will be about at least 200 metres from the stones. But what it will do is, because it will be a very deep tunnel, but it will be like inserting a concrete barrier down in the earth, and it will upset the water flows. And some of those water flows and the natural springs help to preserve archaeological evidence. And that will be upset.
Interesting stuff. John Adams, thank you very much. We will certainly keep our eye across this one. He's the chair of the Stonehenge Alliance, which is fighting this project of a tunnel, which has been some decades in the making, which looks like it may be built under the UNESCO World Heritage Site of Stonehenge.